Welcome to What's the Buzz, New York, with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. And we'll go to the switchboard and find some fun things to play and some comedy. And we'll just take a half hour of just being together. How about that? Yeah. Okay. Don't forget, my books are available on Amazon. And that's A Pocket Full of Confidence, Self-Help for the Confidence Challenged, and I'm using my inner muse, Let Loose. Okay, so I think we should, kind of stick with the Valentine's Day theme today. Maybe that's it. Okay, so let's do love.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love. My heart above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say, a game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Who's rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know when we've met open up your heart and let this fool
little fun with Nichols and May. Nichols and May. Well, should start in a second. What I love about them is most of their stuff is improvised.
Have you noticed the lake at all? It's just suicidally beautiful tonight. just fantastic.
Okay. Really okay.
That's just so fantastic to me, you know, because, I mean, like, you look at that lake out there, you know, and you think, you know, like, what is it? that lake. And it's just, you know, it's just a lot of little water. And then you put it all together and it's this entire lake, you know. That just knocks me out. How do you feel about that?
I go right along with you. That whole deal is very rough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there is a full moon.
Son of a gun. That's okay, huh?
That's nice.
Is that okay? It's really okay.
You're going to go to college when you get out of high school? What do you figure? I mean, you know, like, after high school, what then? What are your plans?
My old man wishes me to attend Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Oh.
They have this extremely fine engineering department. And, that's the field I'm going to enter. I figure if I can get a basketball scholarship, you know.
Oh, you can so easily. Well, you're this great basketball player, you know.
I don't know. I'm getting soft.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, look at that.
You have an absolutely gorgeous build. Are you joking?
Would you care to hit me in the stomach?
With my actual fist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll hurt your stomach.
No, no, just hurry up because I got to breathe.
Yeah. You've got something in there. You are as hard as an actual rock.
Yeah.
You have an awfully fantastic build.
That's the way it goes.
My you think you're going to go to college when you get out of high school? My father says that it's just such a way to open the door for a job.
Ginny?
Yes?
Sam, this is the thing. I only get the car once a week.
Oh. Well, I think that, if a girl likes a boy, she'll ride on the bus.
I don't think I'm getting across here. See, Ginny, the way I figure it, every human being has certain natural urges, and I got them.
I don't know what you mean. I mean, I don't know what you expected, you know? I don't know what George Green has told you about me in the locker room. But just the way figure is that, you go out with somebody, you know, on your first date, and you sort of have to talk to them or something. I mean, you have to get to know them or something, you know. And then later, like when you go out, like on your second date, you ever ask me out again, I don't know if you will, but if you do, then that's a different thing then because, that's later. But this is our first date.
Ginny, do you know what you're going to say? I know exactly what you're going to say. You want to know? You're going to say, I wouldn't respect you, right? Right? Look, Ginny, I want to tell you right here and now that I would respect you like crazy. You can't even imagine how I would respect you.
Are you sure you wouldn't just be grateful?
No! No. I'm talking about respect.
Well, can I ask you something? Okay. This is a very hard question to ask, so I would appreciate it, really, if you, just tell me the truth. Okay?
Okay.
Do you like me?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Really?
Oh, I do.
Because, I just want you to know something. I mean, I really like you. I mean, I know you won't believe this. I've never done this before with a boy. I really haven't. I mean, I really like you. I really like you. And you really like me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hold this for me?
Do you think you're going to go to college when you get out of high school?
Yeah, I love Nichols and May. All right. And nothing says a love song like a little Tom Carosa here. And I just had it right here. I love this.
After mass, just last Sunday, my Speedy Pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bed. I'll never need a doggy bed.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. Your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame, and I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a half past. Cupid, stop picking on me. You make me a buffoon right from the very start. Hey, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you put. are picking on me. Picking on me. Picking on me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Thank you so much.
That was Jenna Esposito. You can check her out online. Love her. Very good. There's all the Connie Francis ones. Terrific. And now little Nancy Lombardo comedy. Why not?
And I want to bring up another friar. Very funny lady. I met her a few years back. She was a member of the First Amendment improv troupe. And she's been on Saturday Night Live and MTV. Put your hands together for Nancy Lombardo. Nancy Lombardo!
Nancy Lombardo!
Really, Ira? Every time? Because I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. I gotta get that. Okay. Every time. Hi, great, great. Well, give yourself a hand. You did such a great event. I love it. All these friars, all these smiling people down there. This is nice. And no booze. This is amazing. This is like a first for me. You're not on alcohol. All right, that's great. That's great. Okay. I got my Joe Franklin story. I gotta start with that. I know Joe from a long time ago. And if you knew Joe Franklin, this is what he would always say to you no matter how many times he met you. How do I know you again? What's your name, dear? But then he wouldn't remember anything about you. Then he would remember totally everything about you. And, oh, you're that woman who does the mom. Yeah, that's me. And so my Joe Franco story, which I love, is I went to see, and appropriately to be in the space, right? I went to see my good buddy Bob Greenberg in the Jazz Singer. He was doing it in a little theater downtown. So I go in, I see Joe Salone. Joe, you want to sit with me? And he goes, oh, thank you, dear. What's your name again? And so Joe goes to sit with me. We sit down. Okay. So we sit down. And so as soon as the show starts, Joe falls asleep on me. We're in the first row. And he's asleep. But every time Bob Greenberg came up, it was like a racehorse at the track. Good, isn't he? Bob will leave the stage, he's all asleep. So it gets to the end of the show. We're at the end of the show. And he goes, Bob, how was it? He goes, tell me about the show. How was it? I said, it was very good. How did it end? The guy sings. The guy sings. You know, so I said, all right, enough about you, Joe. Let's talk about me. I'm an middle-aged woman. Every time someone asks my age, you gotta give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, my husband is one of those guys. We're married people? Married people? Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm married. All right. He'll confess anything if I give him the wife look. All I have to do is this. What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough of a cup of coffee when I put the carton back. What? Is this about the missing cake? I got hungry! What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps? You ate that whole cake? He's adorable. I've been married a long time. Actually, a really long time. Count the rings. I will be married 25 years this week. Because I hate to shop. I don't want to date. That's all. I'm staying married. So it's a long time. And the secret to a good marriage, a successful marriage, is you got to have date nights. Am I right? Right? You got to go out. So twice a week, you got to go out. Good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. And
fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas. That's all I'm going to eat. Don't give me anything else, even if I ask for it. Just coconuts and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, bananas! Go! He's up there, yeah, he's really cute. I am Puerto Rican and Italian, thank you, Ira. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet, I'm a shark, I'm a jet, I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. It's true, it was a tough life. But I'm glad to be here, We're all mishpacha, right? It's all good. I keep it as Joe Franklin. Tradition, I want to do some jokes for you. I'll do them in twos, okay? Two potatoes are standing on the corner. How do you know which one's the prostitute? She's the one with Idaho on her chest. Two men walking down the street. One of them says, I think my wife is dead. The other one says, how do you know? Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes are piling up. It could happen. Yeah. We like when I pick on people, don't we? What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's all great. This is a great cause. And feel free to keep giving money because this place just gets prettier and prettier. And Rabbi Jill just does such a great job. Let's hear it for her. And I love it. Part where I look for somebody with a friendly face. Like you, sir. What's your name, sir? Right there. You. Yes. The hamster wheel's spinning, but the hamster's not hanging. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, what do you do for a living?
A professor.
A professor of what?
Economics.
Supply and demand. Done. All right. Economics where?
At Emory University.
Emory, that's a good college. That's really good. Okay. All right. And do you have any favorite foods? All of them. Thanks. That's a big help. Do you have any hobbies, Paul?
No.
No. He's just a roller coaster of thrill, isn't he? No hobbies. You teach economics and you have no favorite foods. No hobbies either? A hobby?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you alive? No hobbies, no thing. All right. What a coincidence, Paul. You're not going to believe this, but I happen to have read this song about your life in the key of G unrehearsed. Did it?
She sang about, what's